I think we're good.
All right, good to go.
I think so. And we're recording. Are we live Facebook?
We are.
We're streaming. Okay. Apologize for the technical difficulties, but I think we're ready to get started now. I'd like to welcome you all to the regular meeting of the Board of Education of the Logan City School District, Cache County, Utah. Today is June 8th, 2021. The time is 5:03 p.m. This meeting is being held via Zoom and is being streamed live via the district Facebook page. Tonight, we have members of Logan City School District Board of Education, the district business administrator. We're going to excuse Superintendent Schofield that's attending to another situation, and also welcome Rachel Bem, our executive assistant. We'll be joined this evening by various guests and presenters. It's the mission of the Logan City School District to ensure all students leave our schools ready to create a positive future for themselves and their community. Tonight's meeting will start with the Pledge of Allegiance, which will be led by Mount Logan Middle School Principal Paul Wagner. So I'll turn over the time to Principal Wagner, and we'll get started.
Thanks, Larry. If we can all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Is that what you're in? Yeah.
Anybody there?
Do you see me, Larry?
Yes, we can, Paul.
Okay. If we could all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I believe Larry is having some delays between him, between you saying something and him hearing it.
I don't. Rachel, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Larry. What's going on?
Go ahead and start, Paul.
Larry, I just gave the greatest Pledge of Allegiance that the whole board has ever heard. So I think you missed out on that with the lag. Did you hear, Frank?
It was excellent.
Thank you.
So we're done with the pledge. I mean,
Paul, would you like to go ahead while we're waiting for Larry to catch up to us?
I'd love to. I want to see if I can share my screen.
Okay. Just to hear about your celebration, so that's
good. Sure. Just want to celebrate some of the hard work we did this year at Mount Logan Middle School. Our focus is always on the mission of the district and our school that Larry talked about, ensure all students leave our school ready to create a positive future for themselves and their community. We created a goal. Let me see if I can share my screen here. There we go. So as a community council and as a leadership team, we created the goal this year that 90% of our students will master essential learnings as measured by team developed common formative assessments for each content area. That has been the same goal for the last 3 years that I've worked here at Mount Logan Middle School. And it's filled with all kinds of fun teacher talk. So if any of our stakeholders across the community are reading that goal and want to know what a team developed common formative assessment is, that is an opportunity for our teachers to meet together who teach similar content areas. So example, a sixth grade math class could meet together and they work together to develop what we call an essential learning or essential skill. And they come up with a way to measure whether or not a student is proficient in that skill. That's called a common formative assessment. That takes a lot of work. And so we want to measure how well we're doing. Our goal is that 90% of our students will master essential learning. So we keep measurement of that. I will report that we did not attain that goal this year. However, I was taught at a young age that if you aim for the moon, or when making a goal, you should aim for the moon. If you miss, you may hit a star. And I'm happy to report, I feel like we've hit a star this year and we've on an upward trajectory. One of my favorite researchers, Luis Cruz, a principal in California, came to Logan District and taught us that data is only useful when you have something to compare it to. So I wanted to share with you some of the progress we've made and compare it to recent years. And although we didn't attain our goal, we are really close. And I'm proud of the work that we've done. And I believe it's something to celebrate, and we've landed on a star. So here's the data from 3 years ago. You can see each column represents an essential learning, and each row represents a team. So let's look at the top cell there where it's the yellow 89%. That was one of our teams, and they identified an essential learning and they created an assessment and tried to measure what percentage of our students were proficient in that essential learning. So you can imagine if the essential learning were to divide fractions. Our goal was that at least 90% of our students would be able to divide fractions by the time they finished their sixth grade year. And so each of these cells represents a team's effort in developing those assessments, measuring their students' proficiency, but then also the interventions that take place, because more often than not, even after excellent teaching, 80% of your students have mastered a skill or an essential learning. And so it takes a lot of work to try to catch some of those students who haven't learned it. So there's lots to celebrate from this data. 2 years ago, you could see team three there. I'm not being specific about our teams. I wanted to be sensitive to some of our teams who weren't as successful. So, but this was a team that was able to achieve their goal. 90% or higher of their students were proficient in all those essential learnings. I wanted to compare that to last year. You can see progress, and this was cut off. Our progress was cut off by the interruption of the COVID-19 pandemic. So you can see the tail end of a lot of these efforts were cut off, and you'll see them in that dark red color. And then finally, this was last year. So super excited that there were a lot more bright colors, a lot more, we attained 90% or higher in a lot of these, even some of these areas where we were in red and didn't attain up to the yellow, which was that 80% or higher. I can tell you, for example, this team on team one, they had some areas of 64%, 66%, 71%. Each one of these areas, we did a pretest, and no higher than 8% of our students were proficient in these categories at the beginning of the year when we tested them in these different essential learnings. And so this growth, again, comparing it, going from 6% to 64% in 1 year is incredible. And so all of this should be taken with a grain of salt. This team here, you can see that they didn't get to some of the, team nine didn't get to some of their essential learnings this year. And there's some context behind that as well. Their team was hit with kind of an unexpected thing at the beginning of the year that really caused a strain on them. So there's context to all of this. Our goal is to get 90% or higher in each of these. And so just to kind of look at all of this in perspective, you can see, according to this graph here, this kind of measures the number and the percentage of the essential learnings that ended up in our goal category. So you can see that 3 years ago, or 2 years ago, we were able to hit that 90% threshold in 44 out of 117 essential learnings, or that equates to about 37-38%. Last year, even in the midst of our pandemic, we did better than the previous year. And then this year, we were able to hit 61 out of 111 essential learnings. And so almost 55% of our essential learnings were attained to that 90% higher threshold. This is, I think, a great celebration. If you can see, only four of those boxes that we didn't hit or didn't get to. So you can see the great improvement there on our lowest box from 22%, 21%, and then 3.6%. And then finally, I just wanted to kind of give an average. If you take the average of all of the percentages, you can see that we're closer and closer to that 90%. This is an average of all of those cells that I showed you on the previous table. So we're improving, we're hitting stars, we haven't hit the moon yet. We're excited next year to do even better and hopefully get each essential learning in to that 90%. It takes an incredible and immense amount of work and focus and teamwork and collaboration. And those are all of the qualities that we're committed to at Mount Logan Middle School. So thank you for allowing us to celebrate that with the board.
Thank you, Principal. Please pass on our appreciation to your faculty and also to Fane and Jill for all your hard work, and the leadership that you provide is crucial, and we're looking forward to seeing even better things next year. So thanks for taking time out of your day to share with us.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for the invitation.
Thank you.
Any other comments, board members, questions?
Just great job. Keep it up, Paul.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks again, Paul. Moving on to the next item of our agenda, normally it would be the report from the superintendent, but we're going to forego that tonight and move on. Public comment portion, we haven't had any patrons sign up for that public comment, so we'll go to the next one, which is a consent calendar, where we need to approve the closed session and regular meeting minutes that were dated May 18th and May 25th of 2021, and the extra duty for extra pay. Would someone like to make a motion?
Larry, can I just make a comment before we do that?
Sure.
In reading those minutes for the regular meeting, I think it was of May 18th, item two, the copy that I got showed that the motion that we made there for that was dealing with start times was made. The motion was made by board member Ann Gearian, and it was seconded by board member Ann Geary. And I think that's probably an error. I think Ann and I were the only two there making motions. I probably should be me. I don't know that we want to show that Ann both made the motion and seconded it in our minutes.
Appreciate you bringing that up, Greg. Ann has brought that to our attention. So okay. Thanks for bringing that up. And
the updated versions are in board book at this time. So if you would like to review on that, they are updated.
I'm always late to the game. Sorry.
No. Thanks for bringing it up. Thanks, Rachel. So we have a need for a motion to accept the consent calendar. Would someone like to make that motion?
I'll make the motion.
Okay. Motion has been made by Greg Miller. Would anyone like to second the motion?
Second, Larry.
Seconded by Frank Stewart. We'll now take a vote. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, motion carries. Okay, moving on to the discussion items of our agenda. The first item of discussion deals with the introduction of our new basketball, baseball, and volleyball head coaches. We're fortunate to have, as our new basketball coach, Mitch Argyle. Our baseball coach is Michael Davies, and our volleyball coach is Alexandria Falcons. And Rachel, have any of those folks joined us?
I do not see them in our waiting room, no, but I do have a graphic if I can find.
Okay. So if they show up, then let us know, and we'll briefly talk with them. Annual board meeting schedule. Just quick reminder that our summer workshop starts tomorrow and continues on to a half a day on Thursday. And then our regular board meeting on June 22nd will also be held. I know we'll have a chance in our workshop tomorrow to discuss the schedule for the board meetings for next year. This just being a discussion item. So please take a look at your schedules and see if there's anything that's prohibitive as we come up with our schedule for the next school year.
What time do we start tomorrow, Larry?
I think it's 8:30, correct, Rachel?
Correct, 8:30 tomorrow morning here at the district office.
All right, thank you.
Any other comments, questions about board meeting schedule? Okay, next discussion item, I've asked Ann to share with us a little of her insight on the master board process and the goals review. So Ann, I'll turn the time over to you.
All right, it looks like Rachel is showing the USBA website. You'll notice it's usba.cc. Rachel, will you scroll down?
I actually didn't know I was sharing my screen. Am I?
Okay, then I'm sharing my screen and I'll scroll down.
Okay. I was gonna say, I don't have that website open.
Wonderful. If you scroll down, notice we're on USBACC. If you scroll down, you'll notice.
We can't see this one yet, Ann.
Pardon?
We can't see.
We don't see that.
Okay, now I have to figure out how. I am just not good at doing. Okay, how do I share my screen? Okay. I'm into that.
So where is, I'll go to this green button right down here. And then, let's see. Well, it's not allowing her to share, so.
Okay, it may not allow us to share, so I will just talk about it. I was going to show you, but I won't. Okay, and how do I get back into?
USB, let me see if I can pull back.
All right. You go to usba.cc and then you scroll to the bottom of the page and it says trainings on it. And you are going to click when you get there, the Master Boards Award. When you register, when you want to sign in, it will be, okay, now we're, all of you can see that, correct? We're on usba.cc. And then scroll down, keep scrolling, go to right here, you will see USBA Power Up Training. Start your MBA training. Push that, click that, and then you'll notice you put your username in. It is your first initial and last name. And then the password, but you always have to put in the password again, is Power Up. And then you sign in. Now I'm on MBA level 4. Rachel, will you see it'll let you go into MBA level 1? Okay, we have 4 levels, have different levels, areas where research has shown that if boards want to truly be good boards, we need to work on continuous improvement, advocacy, community engagement, accountability, and foundation of effective governance. If you click view details, you can go in and for the first level, it's quite prescriptive. It will require complete the open meeting law. All of us are required to complete the open meeting law every single year because that's part of the board president has to ensure we do that. Also, last year, we didn't attend a state or a national conference, but we can do some online trainings. And so you'll notice these different areas. And because I was involved with a lot of those areas, I have them all checked when I was doing my early on. If we go back to the profile, if you'll go to that, you'll notice level 2, level 3, level 4. Christy and I are on level 4. But every single one of those levels, you have continuous, the same areas. Now, often we have chosen as a board to read a book in one of those areas. And that's a great way to, it's on several of the areas that we read a book together. And so that's something that board leadership could come up with is what would be a good book for us to study together to help complete our Master Boards Award. Just want to encourage all of you to, but there's also a school finance. Will you scroll down a little bit, Rachel? Notice we have a school finance training. That's an online training. It talks you through it. And then you get to play and take the test, and you can retake the test as many times as you want. And they've made it fun. You earn points. And every year I do it and try to get 100% on it, and also see if I can beat my last year's score. So we have school finance, we have the open meeting law, and then we have the school community councils. When I was on the USBA board, I really asked them to please include this school community councils as a training that we take every year, because by law, we are required to take a training and know our relationship with community councils, as well as their land trusts. And so that's during in that section. So I'd encourage you to take these little tests. The last few years, we've had everyone, including our superintendent and business administrator, participate. And especially as we can work together on some of the goals together, whether that's, I would say, last year I used some of our meetings with our dual language immersion. We had a number of meetings where we did community engagement. This year we will be doing boundaries. And so that would be a good area to look at doing community engagement, set a goal, and then work to achieve that goal in that area, because we know it's something that the board will be doing. This is something that you may read a book or two, you may take these tests, but it really isn't that hard. And I know I feel like I'm a better board member because I participate in it. Any questions?
Nope.
If you have any, just contact me and I can help you get in.
Okay.
And again, just so we're aware, this keeps track of what we've done from level to level, correct? So when we do get back on, it will show us.
Whatever you've done, you're the next level. Okay. Just make sure when you do something, push the update key. Otherwise, you'll have it in there and think you're all done, but it doesn't show it. There's a little thing on each of the areas. When you complete them, you write it down. Push update, especially if you're in the fourth level. We do a lot of writing in that area, and you have to push update, or you don't get credit for what you've done. So that's my only secret, that and how to get into it.
Thank you, Ann. Moving on, our next discussion item, deals with the Ellis construction update. Jeff, we'll turn the time over to you to lead us in that discussion item.
Okay. I didn't bring any pictures this time. Just wanted to make you aware that they are having some issues and some concerns. One of the issues that they're having is there's now a shortage of paint. And so we met last week, and they actually switched to a different paint company in order to get the paint that they needed. The color's the same, but I think it went from a satin to an eggshell finish. So it's a slightly different finish. But they're finding some of these things, you know, anything that's oil-based, PVC, things like that, they're having some difficulty finding, getting right now. You know, they're still being told that by their subcontractors that they will have what they need. Steel's another one that's an issue. They're hoping this week they've got, you know, they do the steel framing. They use the little steel studs for framing. And they said that, you know, that's supposed to come this week. They're hopeful that it will, or that could slow down their progress. They've been told by the subcontractor that is expected, but they're finding that there's shortages. Some of the things that people are expecting that their subcontractors are ordering aren't coming on time. And so they told us as of now, they still are optimistic, somewhat confident that it's not going to be a disruption, but with as many things as starting to have shortages in, they said it, you know, we just don't know if, because one thing can hold the project up and not allow others to come. So if they aren't able to get the steel framing, that's going in right now, And so there's just a few issues like that. We wanted to alert the board to that right now. DWA is saying that they still think that we should be on, right now they're on schedule. They anticipate that we'll continue to be on schedule, but it's just becoming more and more as we're finding more and more shortages of construction materials, a little bit, you know, more nervous that there may be something that comes along that might delay the project. So I think you were aware that a few weeks ago there was, they've been rationing concrete now for a few months, and the subcontractor, the masons couldn't get enough concrete because typically on most projects, they just order mortar and they don't have to order that much. Whereas with this, because of the method of construction, they need more concrete. And so the rationing is based on your past use. And so since they hadn't used that much in the past, they said, we've met our quota, we can't order any more concrete. And so they had to go to DWA and said, and luckily DWA did have, a larger allotment that they could fill. And so they said, can we use part of your allotment in order to meet this? And they were able to get it and able to meet it. So anyway, at this point, they're on schedule and they're anticipating that they will be able to continue to be on schedule. But it seems like every week they get faced with a shortage of something that could potentially delay that schedule. So I just wanted to bring the board up to speed and let you know that that's where we are with the construction at Ellis.
Questions, board members? Thanks, Jeff, for the update.
Larry?
Yes.
Two of our head coaches have joined. I'm going to admit them now.
Okay, all three?
Just two.
Okay. Let's take care of that and we'll move on.
All right. So we have Alex Falcons and Michael Davies with us. They are two of our new head coaches.
Okay. We'd like to welcome Michael Davies, our new baseball coach, and also Alex Falcons, our new volleyball coach. As a board, we're pleased to have you with us tonight, and we're excited for your employment. Also looking forward to the seasons that are ahead of you. So I'll start first with Alex. If you want to just briefly introduce yourself and give us an idea of what you hope to accomplish at Logan High, we'd appreciate that.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. So I'm Alex Falcons, and I am just super excited to start this new position. I'm really looking forward to developing the relationship with the girls at Logan High School and kind of changing the program around and be able to start from scratch, but build upon what they have and make it into a better program and something that will kind of unify the team better and that we'll be able to start winning more games, and I'm super excited.
Excellent. Board members, comments, questions?
Alex, could you just tell us a little bit about your experience, what you bring to Logan High? We're excited to have you. Welcome.
Yeah, no, thank you. So just a little bit about me. So I'm originally from Houston, Texas, but I was at school in Logan at Utah State for a little bit, and I just graduated this past semester. Excellent. And my major is psychology. But I played actually in college at Oklahoma Baptist, and I loved it. I love the sport. It is my favorite. And I really, my high school coach particularly made a huge impact on me. And what she provided me it really helped me once I entered like society and became an adult. It just, what she taught me, those fundamentals really helped me to become the person who I am. And I just want to do the same thing for these girls. So, yeah.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, board members, questions?
Alex, excited to have you.
Yes. Welcome.
Thank you.
We have rich traditions here, Alex, and I'm sure we'll benefit greatly from your experience. So excited to have you.
Thanks.
And just to reiterate, Alex, how excited we are to have you on our team. But just one quick question about youth volleyball. I know that's been in a even greater importance in volleyball. Is that something that you have plans to develop more than we have had in the past, or the youth programs and the club programs?
Right. Yeah, no, that is a goal of mine. I want to be able to also connect like with the middle school as well, and to be able to start developing them young, because I feel like that is something unique a little bit, and I want help.
Excellent. I think you froze up on us. I don't know if you can still hear us, but we appreciate all that you do, and we're looking forward to your contribution to our young women at Logan High School, and as you said, also the middle school. I think obviously student athletes are a very important part of our district mission. So thank you for helping us in that regard, and good luck. And we'll be at some games, and we're looking forward to seeing you guys in action. So thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, have a good evening. Okay,
Alex.
The next coach that we want to introduce is Michael Davies. And Michael, if you could just take some time to give us a little bit of an idea, background about yourself and also your goals and aspirations for Logan High School baseball. I know it runs near and dear to board member Stewart and I, having had contact in our youth just a couple of years ago at Logan High Baseball, and also our sons involved in it. So welcome, Michael, and I'll give you a few minutes to introduce yourself.
Michael, you're muted.
I am unmuted now, I think. Can you hear me now?
There you go. Yes, can hear you now.
All right, wonderful. I'm new to the Valley. My family and I moved here in September. We were in Salt Lake most recently. I'm former military, so we bounced around quite a bit. I joined the Army right after my junior year playing baseball at BYU, right after 9/11. I got married, went off and deployed a whole bunch, did a whole bunch of really fun things in the military, and got back to Utah about 5 years ago and started coaching down in Salt Lake. I focused on player development down there with two different high schools. Weightlifting, improving batting, improving hitting, improving pitching, stuff like that. That's really my main goal right now, is to help each of these players develop their own skill set. Baseball is one of those games where in football, if you have a couple linemen that aren't up to snuff, you find out real quick and you get pulled over. Baseball, it's kind of the same way. You have to have everybody playing up to their full potential. And I've already seen a lot of success. Like, I'm actually getting ready to go coach the freshmen here in about 20 minutes. They're starting. I'm watching them warm up through the shed door. But that's my main goal, is player development. Teaching them to love the game, teaching them to hit, teaching them to get stronger, bigger, faster. Trying to get some of these kids to play in college. We have three seniors that are probably going to play baseball and or football in college. I'm helping them develop those connections and put together that stuff. We have some younger talent that really has a lot of potential. Right now, what I found is that our senior and junior classes, while we have a lot of talent there, they're really small. We only have four seniors and four or five juniors. Our sophomores and our freshmen, there's a little bit more, but we need to start filling up those ranks. So you mentioned reaching out to the youth programs. I am planning to do that. My father moved just down the street from me. He's an old coach. I'm going to use him to help me with kind of the little league liaison type stuff. This fall, we're going to put a lot of work into the field and get it back up to the jewel that it always has been. I mean, it's one of the top five fields in all of Northern Utah. So I want everybody to want to come play here. And I think that as we get more kids coming to camps, we show them what it's like playing under the lights. I think that'll help. We'll get more talent. We'll get more excitement around the game. There's a rich history. It's funny, when I kind of put out there that I was applying for this job among my friends at BYU and among the baseball community, it's amazing how many people talk to me about Coach Stott, who's one of my assistants, and the field and playing here and all that kind of stuff. I want to bring that rich tradition back to Logan High School.
Excellent. That's board great. Members.
How long does your summer league run?
It'll be about 6 weeks. Yeah, it'll be about 6 weeks with a week off over the 4th of July for moratorium. We have about seven teams or eight teams in our region in summer ball. So we got a lot of baseball. We have tournaments the next 3 weekends. We only have 24, 25 on the roster. So trying to field three teams is interesting. We got kids who are playing, who are pitching on JV and playing varsity in the outfield, you know, things like that. But that's all of part of developing them.
Thank you.
Questions?
Good luck with it. Thank you.
Absolutely.
I look forward to seeing you all out at games. We're going to.
Michael and Alex, just please let us know as a board how we can support you both as you begin at Logan High. And we appreciate it. We try to make as many games as we can. So please let us know your schedules periodically. Just send us an invite through the school board or through the superintendent's office. But we're excited to support. Michael, how many times do you run a squeeze play in a game?
It has been a long time since I've called a squeeze play. I tend to teach people how to hit the ball to the right center and hit a double. That's kind of my
get to the gap.
Yeah.
Do we have Legion ball right now?
Yeah. Okay. Yep. It's American Legion ball. They got back to American Legion last year because with COVID, they didn't get a state championship, and American Legion was the best way to get a state championship tournament. So we stuck with it this year, and it's been good.
Good. Okay, excellent. Thank you both.
You know, thank you. Michael, just one quick question. Obviously, you've encountered low numbers of participation. Do you have any ideas how to encourage more participation from maybe our community or our high school students that maybe haven't in the past been active in baseball that could probably benefit from it? Have you got any?
I have my thoughts on baseball right now across the country. I have some pretty pretty intense feelings on kind of how we've screwed up baseball. My thoughts are that as fun as year-round tournament teams are, that is awful for the state of baseball. What we need, and I'm gonna actually reach out to the coaches across the valley after summer ball's over and see if we can't get a consensus and put out something, but we need geographical baseball in a school setting where it is in the baseball season so that kids can come in and play baseball and then go play something else. And we need football and basketball to leave us alone during those times. And we need to invite football players to play. We need to invite basketball. The worst thing in the world is you get these super league teams who find an athlete who, and they tell them, hey, you have to be at this tournament in August or September, or you can't play with us. And this kid's like, I want to go tackle people. We have to give them the option to do that. And it needs to be geographically based community leagues so that those kids that might not be the best when they're 9 can become the best when they're 17. We're losing a lot.
I'm glad to hear that. Multi-sport athletes have some advantages.
Absolutely.
And, when I grew up and remember Stuart grew up, that was the common thing. So
yep.
I'm glad to hear that. I think also just our Latino population, something I think we could draw on.
I do speak Spanish.
Oh, excellent. Okay. I'm very happy to meet you and looking forward to your season and the impact you're going to have on our young men. And like Coach Stewart, Frank Stewart said, we're looking forward to games.
Good.
We love the game. So thank you for all you're doing. So far. Good luck.
Ladies volleyball too, because we're seeing.
Ball there. So I was done at that point. Went to Weber State and I had an opportunity to walk on and be mostly a practice dummy. I got dunked on a lot. But we made it to the NCAA tournament and faced UCLA and Russell Westbrook in the first round. So it was an awesome opportunity. After that, I got a physical education degree with business marketing and coaching as minors. And I started coaching freshman boys basketball my first year teaching. And when that year got over, I had 6 girl seniors walk in my classroom and ask me if I would consider coaching them. So I started coaching girls basketball for the next, I think it was 6 years. and I had some great experiences with that. But my family, we were in Wyoming for that, and my family wanted to get back to Utah. So we've been down by Springville and West Valley coaching the last few years, and made our way up to Logan now is what we're working on. The housing market is wonderful, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, so we've had over the last couple of weekends, especially, I've got two sons that are actually with me. We're driving back from Logan right now. We've been up and had a little basketball practice. I've got a son that's going to be a sophomore and one that's going to be a freshman. So we've been to some tournaments with some of the boys from Logan and had a blast with that. And then we're going to take those that can. Utah State has their tournament this week, coming weekend. So we're going to go up to the Spectrum and have a blast with those that are available. And I'm just excited to get to know them a little bit, find out what we're good at and what we need to work on. And in the short little while, I think Coach Brown has done a wonderful job, but I've seen some things that that I think my strengths can help these young men. And then we want to get into try to find a way to do something like a junior Grizzly program, something that we can get some of these young kids involved. Working in West Valley, I heard you talking about the Latino population and getting some of those involved. And that's going to be a huge part to get those kids playing early and just to have an opportunity to enjoy the game and learn about it. And I also heard our baseball coach as a multi-sport athlete. I think that that's wonderful. It just gives you an opportunity to find what you like, and when you're competing, you're getting better. And so I'm just excited to get to really get after things. So
excellent. What big town in Bear Lake Valley are you from?
Well, our ranch is closest to Randolph. So my wife grew up in Lake Town, right on the south part of the lake, and she played volleyball at Weber State University. So I followed her that direction a little bit, I guess.
Anything else, board members?
Excited to have you with us, Mitchell. Look forward to meeting you and appreciate all the opportunities we're going to have with our new coaches. So.
Sorry to interrupt the trip.
Yes.
No, welcome. Thanks for having me.
Welcome and thank be safe. You. And hopefully the housing market will open up at least one home for you guys to find something. So good luck with that. And we're very happy to have you with us. So take care.
All right. Thank you.
Right. Thank you. Okay. At this time, we need to move into a meeting as the municipal bonding or municipal building authority. We'll need two separate motions, one to close the regular meeting and one to enter a municipal building authority meeting. Would someone like to make that motion to close the regular meeting?
I would move to close the regular meeting.
Okay, motion's been made by Ann Geary. Can I get a second?
Second.
Seconded by Greg Miller. We'll now take a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Now we need a motion to enter into a municipal building authority meeting. Anyone like to make that motion?
I'll move it to move into that meeting.
Okay, motion's been made by Greg Miller. Anyone like to second that motion?
I'll second it.
Seconded by Frank Stewart. All in favor say aye. Anyone opposed?
Aye.
Aye, excuse me. Anyone opposed? Sure. Motion carries. So now we're into the Municipal Building Authority meeting, and I'll turn the time over to Jeff, who hopefully knows what this is about. Jeff? Yeah,
let me share my screen with you. So I shared this information in a board meeting as part of, you know, our debt a few months ago. Wanted to do that in a Municipal Building Authority meeting. So right now we've got two MBA bonds and a real property lease. So we have a Series 2008, which will be paid off in 2024, Series 2017, which we paid off in 2023, and then the 2020 real property lease that will be retired in 2031. And so as we looked at that, as you know, interest rates are low. And so I reached out to Alex Buxton to see what we could do, if the, you know, if we could do any refunding. He reminded me that we have a 10-year minimum that we have to hold our GO bonds before they will allow us to refund those. Neither one of those. We have a, let's see, a series 2014 and a series 2019 general obligation bonds that we have outstanding. And so those, until 2024, we're not going to be able to do anything about refunding those, try to get a, to capture a lower interest rate. But so he looked into refunding our municipal building authority bonds, which we could do. It does take some effort. It's almost like reissuing those bonds in order to do that. So he looked, and Bank of Utah holds our series 2017 MBA bond. Reached out to Bank of Utah and asked them if they would consider doing a bond interest rate modification, which would lower the, our rate basically to current rates. So in other words, instead of us going out reissuing the bonds and maybe somebody else would pick that up and bidding those out and going through the process, basically they would continue to hold that. They would just lower the interest rate to current interest rates. So as we looked at that, for our series 2017 MBA bond, by them doing that, we would save about $287,000 in interest, a little over $287,000 in interest in the 2017 series bond. He also reached out to Wells Fargo, because initially I said, I don't know that I want to worry about refunding this series 2008 bond because it's almost paid off and there's not a lot of interest savings that we would realize. He did talk to Wells Fargo. They are also willing to do an interest rate modification on that bond. It would only save us maybe $25,000, but that's still something. And so we're looking at doing interest rate modifications on both of those. Alex could not be at this meeting, and so, but he's planning to be at our meeting on June 22nd. So Bank of Utah did give us rates that they would refund our bond at. So right now the average coupon rate for our series 2017 bond are about a little over 3%. So if we accepted the interest rate modification on the series 2017 bond, that would, as you can see here, the savings, the total savings would be about almost $288,000. And our interest rate on that would go to about 1.75, which is where we are with our real property lease. And so anyway, I would recommend to the board that we do this, that we go forward with this. They've given us exact numbers that we've locked in basically to refund the series 2017 bond. Wells Fargo is willing to do that, but they said that the board would need to authorize me to be able to do that. And so we felt like we could do that in the meeting on the 22nd of June in that board meeting. And then they would give us the rates that we could use for the refunding of the series 2008 bond. So just wanted to make you aware of that, have some discussion about that tonight, and then we can enter into an MBA board meeting in our next board meeting and complete this process. Then I would sign the contracts, and then it would basically just give us the savings. It's a very simple process, something that Alex, our financial advisor, Alex Buxton, advised. So are there any questions about the interest rate modification on the series 2017 and series 2008 bonds? Are you muted, Ann?
I have a question. Okay. Previously, when we refund a bond, there are costs to that, just as there are when we refinance a home. How much will the cost be to us to do this?
So let's see. I need to ask Alex and get clarification, but somewhere on, let me see where I saw that. I believe it was about 40,000 the cost of issuance is 40,000.
Okay, and board members, we will get dinged in our audit that will show a negative that we didn't have planned, but it's sure worth it to get dinged 40,000 to save this much money. And we've learned that over the years that it's the way to go.
Right, and I don't have the bid on the 2008, and so I'm not sure what those costs would be on that. I'll work that out with Alex, and we will come and present that to you. He's planning to be at our board meeting on the 22nd, so we'll present that to the board for a vote and move forward and save the interest on that.
So do they itemize that $40,000 in costs so we know who we're paying as far
as? Yeah, they will. I'll have
and everything.
Yeah, I'll have Alex itemize that for you in our next meeting. But yeah, in the past when we've done that, they've itemized those costs out for us.
Any other questions? Board members? Okay. Seeing none, thank you, Jeff, for all your work, and looking forward in a couple of weeks to take this further. I think as Greg pointed out, I think we'd all like to see the itemized about $40,000 to see where that's going. And that's something that I'm sure you'll be able to get for. So thank you very much.
So Jeff, do you need something from us authorizing you to deal with Wells Fargo to get that information?
Yeah, but they felt we could wait until our June 22nd meeting and do both of those.
So we can do it in June. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions before we move on? Okay. We now need two separate motions to return to our regular meeting. One motion to close this Municipal Building Authority meeting and one to enter in a regular meeting. Would someone like to make the motion to close the Municipal Building Authority meeting?
I'd be happy to do so, Larry.
Motion's been made by Frank Stewart. Can I get a second? Seconded by Greg Miller. We'll now take a vote. All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Now we need a motion to enter back into our regular meeting. Would anybody like to make that motion? Okay, motion's been made by Ann Geary. Would anyone like to second the motion? Motion's been seconded by Greg Miller. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, motion carries. Okay, so now as we resume our regular meeting, the next item on our agenda deals with an action item, which deals with the composition of our district sex education curriculum materials review committee. Daryl Guyman, Director Guyman, will take us through that. So I'll turn the time over to Daryl. Thank you.
Daryl has not joined us just yet.
Okay.
I'm not sure where he's at.
Okay, so we'll wait for Daryl. He thinks that we're taking longer than we are, so that's fine.
I think he just came into the waiting room, Larry.
Oh, did he? Yeah. Okay. Daryl, whenever you're ready to go, we're ready to hear from you.
I have yet to see him in the waiting room. I'm not sure.
Perhaps we want to do our calendar items.
I was going to get to that. And so calendar items, board workshop tomorrow from 8:30 to 3 and Thursday from 8:30 to noon. Are there any other calendar items from other board members? Yes, Ann.
We did receive something from USBA today that on the 30th of June, there is a leadership it's an online training, which is done by a woman who is a master at parliamentary procedure. If you're really interested in parliamentary procedure, I know it's fascinating. She really, really gets into it. So it's always an interesting one if you'd like to attend that training on June 30th.
And that's at 7:00. So I'm assuming we'll get an email with the Zoom information. So
yes.
Thank you for Ann. Anything else, board members? Daryl, you ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right. We'll turn the time over to Daryl.
Okay. Good evening, board members. I'm just going to share my screen. Superintendent Schofield asked me to share the recommended names for our Sex Education Curriculum Materials Review Committee, So I'm just going to show that with some names, just explain who they are, and then let you move forward with the next step. Give me just a second. Larry, can you see my screen all right?
Yes, we can.
Okay, hopefully you're seeing some names on there. Is that correct?
Yes, we do. Okay.
Let me just walk you through who. This is a group that participated on this committee this past year. And so our recommendation is, after talking to these parents and the teachers, to continue on with the same group. We have four parents on that list, representing parents from both Mount Logan and Logan High School. You'll see those four names at the top. President Williams was our board member. If that's going to continue, we'll let you decide on that part. But board member Williams participated with us. We have two teachers, one Stacy Flygare from Logan High School, and then Terry Jackson from Mount Logan, both health PE teachers. We have Kelly Hansen, our district nurse, and then myself with a misspelling of my title, but we'll fix that quick. So those are our recommended names. This was the group that met this past year as we presented materials to you. I can't remember exactly what month it was, but those materials that we presented to you for your approval, which were approved, were taken through this committee and given the go ahead to take to you to get approval. So this is our recommendation for the Sex Education Curriculum Material Review Committee.
Any questions, board members? Thank you, Daryl. So we need a motion to approve the composition of the Sex Education Curriculum Materials Review Committee as proposed by Director Guyman. Would someone like to make that motion? I don't see any screens, so.
I'll make the motion.
Excellent. The motion's been made by Greg Miller. Would anyone like to second the motion?
Second.
Seconded by Member Frank Stewart. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, the motion carries. Thank you, Daryl, and we're looking forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, thank you. Board members, are there any other items that we need to report from our committees or any other items of discussion before we adjourn tonight?
No, I don't think so. Looking forward to the workshop with everybody tomorrow.
Excellent. Yeah, seeing no other comments or concerns, we'll adjourn this meeting, the regular session of the Logan City School District Board of Education at 6:02 p.m. Thank you, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow morning at 8:30.
Thank you.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you, everybody.
Have a good evening.